It's time now for a big band edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us now is Dewey Gill, who hosts the Sunday Big Band Show on WMSE in Milwaukee. Dewey, great to have you back. Welcome back.
Well, it's nice to be back.
And to get us started here, let's hear from Don Redman and his orchestra. This is Chant of the Weed. Now, this is from 1931. Don Redman, born in West Virginia in 1900. Tell us more about him and this song.
Well, Don was one of the early influential arrangers on the big band scene. And he started developing a style, along with Fletcher Henderson and a couple of other people. It was a little bit different than the two-beat stuff that everybody was used to listening to and dancing to. This went into 4/4 time to get a little technical instead of 2/4 time. And it just made the sound different. There were a few other changes that happened around that time too. They got rid of the tuba and the banjo in place of the guitar and a string bass, which I think allowed the bands to sound a little bit different and get a little bit more pulsating rhythm.
Now, Don Redman was inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame in 2009. Why do you think it took him so long?
Boy, you know, and I didn't know that he even wasn't, but I'm sure glad he was. I think the fact that his band was not a household name, and maybe that just kept him. He was more behind-the-scenes a man than he was a leader with a very successful band.
All right, well, next you wanted us to hear Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. This is from the mid-1930s. It's Christopher Columbus, composed by Chu Berry. So why did you pick this one?
Well, Fletcher was another one of the great arrangers. He also had a very successful band in the 20s. They had to sort of develop the style of what would later be called swing music. But he was one of the musical directors and band leaders that helped define the sound of swing. And not only did he do arrangements for his own band like Christopher Columbus, this song you're listening to became a much bigger hit when he submitted the arrangement to Benny Goodman's orchestra a little bit later the same year.
Well, Benny Goodman, by the way, who many have called the King of Swing, we can't talk about big band without talking about him. Here he is with Jelly Roll Morton's King Porter Stomp in the mid-30s. Now, this song has become a jazz standard. What do you like about Benny Goodman's version?
Well, I think just because it's just very crisp, like a lot of the Goodman arrangements were, very danceable, and kind of defined the sound of what was known as swing music at the time. And this was one of the big parts of Benny Goodman's success in the mid-1930s.
And how did people listen to his music, by the way? I always think when I hear music like this of, you know, World War II movies and people sitting by their radios and listening to this, but did he tour? Did they go to concerts? Did they listen on the radio?
Well, basically at that time, radio was a huge part of the listening experience, but there weren't record shows like what we hear now. the bands played live over the air, and they played usually a little bit later on at night. But people would tune into the radios to hear these live performances every single evening, and they would go from one city to the next, one band to the next, and you might hear 15, 20 bands in a particular evening, you know, if you're able to get the stations in.
All right, well, let's get to the next one you wanted us to hear. This is Duke Ellington and his orchestra. This is Daybreak Express. I do feel like I'm on a train listening to that song.
Well, and the Daybreak Express was actually a real train. It ran up and down the West Coast. It was a beautiful streamliner. And I think Ellington did the composition as a tribute to that particular train. But the point of having Duke Ellington here is he was a very influential in a little bit different way. He had a lot of impressionistic pieces and sounds. This is one of his early ones, but you get the picture. And just like you said, it makes you feel like you're right on the train.
You know, you've used the term orchestra, as have we, to describe the groups that play with these musicians. Why do we call them big band rather than big orchestra?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't know if I think it was just easier to say a big orchestra
doesn't big have band, quite the same
big,
ring
big,
to it.
Yeah, yeah, big band now just defines a certain sound. When you say big band, everybody kind of knows that you're referring back to generally the swing era of music.
All right, we have time for one more. This is Woody Herman and his orchestra. This is from the 1940s. It's called Apple Honey. Tell us about this one.
Well, Woody Herman, one of my favorites because he's from Milwaukee here, but he led a very, very musical a band, and they had great sidemen, and all of them went on into the 1950s to have a little bit more modern approach. But the term big band jazz pretty much encompasses Woody's sound. He just had a very forward band, especially with the first herd in the mid-1940s, that started paving the way for the changes that were to come in the big band sound. And people like Stan Kenton would come later. And but it was a very hard-driving, hard-swinging band, but they also could do some beautiful ballads.
When did big band and swing begin to lose popularity? What were some of the factors behind that?
Well, there's two main things. One was World War II and the loss of some of the musicians to the service, the changing sentiments of the people in the United States that were missing their loved ones overseas, and music became much more sentimental. Right around the same time was a union a band. They kept the bands out of the studio, so only the vocalists and singers could record records. There was a brief revival after the war. The bands got back together, but, you know, then everybody was starting to have families, and people weren't going out anymore. They weren't, you know, going out to dance. They were sitting at home and starting to watch television.
That's Dewey Gill, who hosts the Sunday Big Band Show on WMSE in Milwaukee. Dewey, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.